Welcome to That's Orgasmic, a podcast discussing the orgasmic and not so orgasmic moments of all things sex, relationships, and mental health. I am your host, Emily Duncan, and I'm a sexologist who provides online sex coaching sessions to help you cultivate sexual wellness. This podcast is being recorded on Wadawurrung land. We pay our respect to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past and present. We extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us today. Please enjoy this episode. Welcome back to That's Orgasmic. In today's episode, I talk about how to eat pussy with Jordana. Now, at the start of the interview, we say that we are coming from a queer lens. However, this episode is for everybody. If you are somebody who eats pussy, then this episode's for you. We give oral sex tips, which anybody could use. And although we do at times talk about oral sex from a queer perspective, or for anybody who is queer, I think there's still value in anybody listening, as then you can support your partner or person you're having sex with who has a vulva with different things such as exploring their vulva, trying to work out what they like. There's even topics of like performance anxiety. There's so much value in here. So I just wanted to say that, that the episode, although we say it's, you know, a queer perspective, a queer edition, it really is for everybody. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Today I am joined with Jordana Ezra, who is a somatic sexologist that specializes in LGBTIQA plus sex. She is a bisexual lesbian, host of Moist, a sellout queer dating event, and founder of the Pussy Frequency, a method devoted to women and non-binary coming out later in life. So welcome to That's Orgasmic.
Thank you so much for having me today.
I'm super excited to chat with you because it's about one of my favorite topics, and that is how to eat pussy. And I've actually haven't done a full episode on this because I've been waiting, because I'm like, I've just been waiting for like the right moment when to talk about it. And I thought, like, what better to then also have an episode talking about it where there's the queer experience involved too, not just, you know, being like heterosexual. So I'm super excited to talk about that with you today. And I think to begin with, I wanted to talk a bit about like performance anxiety around doing it, and especially for myself, because I'm like queer myself, and I remember I was terrified. Like, this is the one sexual act to do with a woman that I was just like, nah, like, I'm just so scared that I'm gonna fuck it up. And I think especially being a woman myself, there was that added layer of like, I should know how to do this. I have the anatomy. That should mean that I'm like a pro at this before I've even done it. Even though for me myself, which I know is experience for a lot of women, I've been someone who had like previously struggled to enjoy oral sex myself. So I feel like that just adds layers of just like anxiety. So to begin with, I thought we could talk about like how to work with performance anxiety.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I love this question so much, because similar to you, that performance anxiety, and oh my god, it's so crippling when you're first in front of a pussy. I know for me, the very first time I went down on somebody, I was like, I hope I don't vomit. I'm so nervous. And it was actually crazy because, you know, I'd been studying sex and I felt like I had an all right relationship with my body. But yeah, exactly what you said. I had this underlying feeling of I should know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing right now, because they have similar anatomy to mine. And why do I have no idea how to eat this pussy? And the best way that I've really moved through performance anxiety is 100% getting to know my pussy more. This is what I teach everybody that comes into my realm, because it was really in that moment that I was in front of this first pussy and I realized that I just didn't even have the questions to ask. what they wanted. I didn't know like anything about really receiving head as well. Even in my straight presenting relationships, I had so much pussy shame that I was like, didn't really let anybody down there. I was in a relationship with a guy for 7 years. I faked every single orgasm and I never let him look at my pussy really. Like it was more just like fingering and then penetrative sex. And yeah, I really had to dismantle a lot of that pussy shame to move past that performance anxiety that I was really feeling in my body. And yeah, like after really understanding that the way I felt about my pussy and pussy in general, like pussy just in general, you know, it didn't even necessarily about my pussy. I was just like, whoa, I'm so freaked out about pussy as a whole, pussy as a thing. And yeah, once I was really able to move past that, that performance anxiety became less like a debilitating thing for me in sex. It's still there sometimes for sure, especially on if I'm having sex with somebody for the first time, I definitely still feel like, oh my gosh, but it's more of an excitement. It's more of a, wow, I'm like in front of the most delicious thing in the entire world and not so much of, I don't know what I'm doing now.
I think it's such a like universal experience. I think that's really important for people listening, especially if you're like somebody who's starting to just explore your queer sexuality, that like basically all of us have experienced this. Like we have all had this fear and you're not alone in that, and that there are things that we can do to work towards overcoming it. And like as you said, you sometimes still get like that performance anxiety. Even like I'm the same. Like doesn't even matter if it's like heterosexual sex or queer sex, if it's somebody for the first time, it's somebody new and you just don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how their body's going to respond, how they're going to respond, like what they like, what they don't. So it can feel nerve-wracking, but I think like as you said, like channeling that to like excitement, like I get to explore somebody new, have new experiences, potentially learn something new, I think it's like a great way to like reframe it.
Yeah, 100%. I'm always going into queer sex with this mindset of discovery and curiosity now. Instead of feeling like I'm supposed to know everything, we're never going to know everything about anybody's pussy, and everybody's pussy is so different. What worked for me and my ex might not work for somebody I'm going to currently have sex with. And that was also such a big key in letting myself off the hook with this narrative that I was carrying around, that I had to know everything about pussy. I had to know like all of the techniques and read all of the books, which I mean I've done, and I'm gonna say like getting to know your own pussy and letting go of needing to know everything is a way better strategy than having like every technique under the sun down pat because that person might not even want it.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do we get to know our own pussy?
Such a good question. I have so many strategies, so many techniques around this, but I think for me, it's really comes down to a couple of things. First, understanding like what you currently feel about your pussy, really understanding like the emotions that you have, and understanding like your yes, no, and maybe. Like that for me was the biggest thing about getting to know my pussy. And there's a couple of different ways to do that. You can literally self-pleasure and ask yourself, is this a yes? Or is this a no? Is it okay for me to touch myself? Get that consent from yourself and really start to understand that. I think a lifetime of ignoring my own pussy really crippled a lot of my sexual experiences, because obviously my pussy stopped trusting me. So then that was really translated and manifested as like sexual shame, as sexual shutdown, as vaginal numbness and pain and all of those kinds of things. So yeah, for me, it's all about slowing things down, mapping my pleasure in my pussy, understanding what feels good for me, but above all of that, understanding the specific language of my pussy. Like, does it want something or does it not? I guarantee most people that listen to this, most of my clients, most of my friends, we aren't taught to like really understand what our yes, no, and maybe is. So we spend a lifetime ignoring our pussy.
Yeah. I don't think there's ever been really a time until I started getting into this space that I was told to even acknowledge
right
my pussy. Like, even I'd say this all the time in the podcast, but like mindfulness meditations, in their body scans, they always go stomach then thighs. They completely ignore right. this whole region. Like, there's just everywhere it's telling us, don't acknowledge it. And it's so hard then beginning to like tap in. And I know for some people, they just get so much shame. They don't want to look at it. They've never seen their pussy. They can't even touch it. Like, masturbation grosses them out. And I know for me, like, for, I guess for those people who are at that point, like, even just putting your hand over your pussy, whether that's through underwear or if you need another layer of like jeans, or you can do it skin on skin, and just like saying hello, like just like checking in and just basic, like once a day, just put your hand there and just be like, you can even do it now. And just be like, okay, let me like actually put my attention there and connect. Like, how is it feeling? Because there's so much going on. There's so much information, even just with like vaginal health. Like, mm-hmm. there's so much like that's happening and so much we can learn. And it's just such a simple thing, I think, to even just like begin that journey if you're somebody who is terrified to even like touch or look at your pussy.
Totally. Grab a little hand mirror out and check it out for sure. I think like so much of my upbringing, like even like not even allowed to use the word vulva or like pussy and all of that kind of stuff. Like, and it is a little bit hidden away. Like, it's not like a penis out there or like proud and stuff. So yeah, I love what you said. Putting your hand on it, touching your vulva, cupping it, saying hello, building that relationship. It's the only relationship we're going to have for an entire lifetime. So it's definitely like valuable to invest that time every day to understand what she needs and desires.
Yeah, and I think a thing you said there that really resonated with me was around language. Even for me as a sexologist, pussy is still a word that I was just growing up with. It still makes my body, I can feel it kind of like, ah, like it feels for me almost dirtier. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I have to like, you know, like work through, and it's something I'm still working through myself. But there's certain words, even the word fanny, I hated that word growing up. I was like, oh, my mom would use it all the time. Like, can you stop? Like, this is grossing me out. Save, like, and because at this time I didn't know about vulva versus vagina. I was like, just say right. vagina. I was like, I can't do these other names. Like, I need the anatomy. I can't do it.
Yeah, fully. I remember the first girl I ever dated. She was like, never use the word pussy. Like, it's so disgusting. And like the course that I did, they use the word pussy all the time. So I really got used to using that word. But yeah, I totally understand that. It definitely has been used in derogatory ways. And, you know, it has like that, you know, when people sometimes use it, it means that you're weak, or they're using it, yeah, just not in a very delicious way. So completely understandable that there is that ugh feeling with it. I think reclaim it. It's hot as fuck. And like, for me, it like really encompasses everything, like the vagina and the vulva. Like, when I'm saying pussy, it's like a whole thing, you know?
Yeah. And I love reclaiming like words. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, I remember in high school reclaiming the word slut. I was like, right? Yes, I love this word. Let me reclaim it. Let me be everything that this is. So it's so empowering once, I guess, we can recognize the words that we're feeling, these emotions and like physical reactions to, even to them being like, okay, let's move to a position where we might be able to, you know, reclaim this and feel empowered about it. Something I want to talk about. So we've like discuss, I guess, trying to explore your own pussy. What about tips for like being more in our body, maybe during sex, so that we can explore how our pussy is being pleasured by somebody else? Do you have any tips with that?
Yeah, I really I love this question so much because getting into my head in sex is something that I've really struggled with most of my life. As I said before, faking a lot of orgasms when I was in one particular relationship, that really came down to not having the ability or the awareness of how to drop into my body, how to feel, the sensations of my body. And my favorite thing to do when I'm receiving or even giving head, eating pussy, is to bring my awareness into my pussy. So feeling the sensations, really starting to understand what that feels like. And you can do this without having sex, to just practice it. And noticing what does your pussy feel like all of the time? Do you feel pain? Are there any tingles? Is there numbness? And just really start to understand that whole sensational map of your pussy. And when you're starting to wander off, which we all do in sex all of the time, just doing that as a practice, bringing it back into, bringing your awareness, bringing that wandering back down into your pussy, this really attunes you to the other person as well. It creates this deep attunement of, I don't know, for me, I liken it awe and honor, mm-hmm. and reverence. And when you're present with your own pussy, it's so much easier to be present with their pussy. And that's what creates amazing queer sex, 100%. But yeah, did that answer your question?
Yeah, just how to get more into our bodies. I think, yeah, absolutely. And yeah. I guess to practice that outside of sex, we could do more mindfulness or...
Yeah, for sure. Mindfulness, sensational mapping or body mapping is what I call it. So just scanning your body all the time and picking up the sensation so that you are aware of how your body is feeling, because a lot of the time we're not. We're having conversations without even really understanding what we're feeling. We're just in our head a lot. I definitely feel being more in the body comes with practice. This did not happen overnight for me. But something that you can do right now is just go throughout your body and say a certain location. Maybe it's in your knee and you can be contraction in the knee. And then tingles in your heart, and just really get to understand what your body feels like all of the time. Breathing is obviously really good, pussy breathing. I love to do this, really relaxing the pelvis. So breathing, pushing your pelvis out a little bit when you breathe in, and then when you breathe out, letting it relax, letting your body, your pussy go into a pussy shavasana. So just practicing these kinds of awareness activities, but breath and sensational focus are definitely keys to being more in your body in and outside of sex, in my opinion.
Yeah, I found that breathing for me in particular, is something that just changed everything when it came to sex.
100%.
Especially I would do the technique of focusing on my breath coming in, and then when I breathe out, as if I'm pushing it out of my pussy.
Yeah.
And even just doing that when masturbating, I'd be feeling something on, let's say, an 8, and all of a sudden it'd be a 10. Just something as simple as that just intensified the pleasure just so much more. And I think it just really is just, yeah, a great way to be able to get more in tune. But then, you can also do that outside of sex. Totally. You can check in all the time and see, how am I feeling? And obviously do that with any part of your body, as you said, because I think that's something we definitely miss as, just humans in our society. We're always having conversations, doing things, working, having all of these physical reactions and not even being aware of or having any idea of what's going on.
Yeah, 100%. And for me, breath, that has been the thing that's like healed a lot of stuff in my pussy as well. Like, it's so good for healing numbness, healing like vaginal pain. Personally for me, like, I'm no doctor, but this is the thing that's like really enabled me to, yeah, move through a lot of like sexual dysfunction that I was feeling as a part of like internalized homophobia, as a part of like just not being like, I guess, confident in sex. And so breathwork's been a really, really healing thing for me, for sure. Yeah.
It's amazing to hear that. I think it just, it's something that's like, people can do, and then also like to get hope. People can do for like, and have, oh my God, I can't word that right. Gives hope for people because they've got something they can do. And it's something that's so accessible. You know, it doesn't cost anything. You can do that anywhere, any place, and nobody even has to know that you're doing it or practicing it, which I think is amazing.
Yes.
Now, I would love to move to the, like, I guess the overarching question of how to eat pussy. So we've talked about, you know, like our own pussies and how to get into our bodies more and understand it. How do we then go, I guess, forward? We've got a pussy in front of us. What do we do?
Yeah, I love this. So, okay, first things first, when you have a pussy in front of you, like, the most important thing for me personally, like, the thing that I love to receive when somebody's going down on me and when I'm going down on somebody is, obviously, you're not rushing in, right? Like, take a look around. Have a little bit of a gaze at their pussy. Really take it all in. Like, this is one of the most sacred parts of our bodies. For them, they're in a pretty vulnerable position. They're lying there. They're offering, like, their pussy completely up to you. So take a moment to really have a look. I personally love to affirm their pussy. So I love to tell whoever I'm having sex with three nice things about their pussy, or just tell them something like really nice. For me, I think of this as like our pussy loves to be told good things. Like, even if you say something really nice to your pussy right now, like 100% you're going to feel good about that, because she's a little bit of a slut for compliments. So definitely, yeah, compliment that pussy. Take things really, really slow. I have this rule, like, you know, from the outside in. And hopefully by the time you're putting your face in this pussy, you've taken a little bit of time to warm up the entire body to, you know, move through the process of getting their whole arousal system online. But for me, there are two ways that I really love to eat pussy. First, like, imagining that their vulva is like the most delicious ice cream you have ever eaten in your life. Think about the way that you lick an ice cream. Like, you lick this ice cream with the flat tongue. So like your tongue is like quite flat, it's quite wide. And I love to do like slow strokes. Even, you know, forget about like trying to fucking write the alphabet on this pussy. Let's just like put that in the bin. Like, nobody does that, okay? And also like that like flick, flick, flick of the clit. No, I know that we see this on porn all of the time, and I'm still yet to meet somebody that like really wants to be like motorboated on their clit first up. Like, it's a fucking no, right? So yeah, back to this like flat ice cream. Okay, for me, I love vanilla ice cream. So like, I'm going in for these like slow licks from like, even from like their anus, slowly like dragging your tongue over the center of their vulva. And then like maybe doing like a gentle like suck on their clit. That is a surefire way to get somebody in like a really nice feeling experience. I also love to do like soft. Okay, so that was a flat tongue. And then your tongue is so crazy. Like it can do all of these like amazing fucking things. So if you have like a more of like a pointed stance of the tongue, like a more pokey kind of tongue vibe. I don't know if I'm explaining that right, but I hope you all get it. Yeah. And like doing like light soft circles like around the clit with that is really, really good. But I would stay away from the clit for like the first kind of like 5 or 10 minutes. Like you really want to tease the fuck out of this person. Even massaging like around the vaginal opening with the soft part of the tongue, like doing really nice like circular motions there, dipping your tongue in again and like dragging it up. And I always give like a little kiss or like a little suck on the clit. Another thing that I really love to do when I'm giving head, okay, I'm sure that you've got this from this podcast already, but be present, right? Like just be super fucking present with this pussy. Don't be thinking about what you're going to be fucking eating or anything like that. That is the biggest technique someone will ever compliment you on. If they can feel that your whole body is there, that your whole presence is in front of this pussy, they are going to feel worshipped. They're going to feel so adored. They're going to feel so safe to open up. And that safety is what's needed for them to have an orgasm, if that's a possibility. Or for them to deepen into other layers of pleasure. I also love to pretend that I'm making out with this pussy. And you are. I don't know why I said pretending. Like, you're definitely making out with this pussy. Like, imagine it's, like, the most beautiful lips you've ever seen. And, like, slowly kiss it. Like, really go in with this, like, attitude that you are the luckiest person alive. And how can you show this pussy that? There's no time to really communicate when you're giving head. This is another thing. Like, you're not like kind of like bringing your head up and being like, is this good? Well, I'm not really. But so you really want to like attune to their body and notice, you know, when you feel a little bit more tightness, when you can feel them coming to a more of a peak state. And don't be like going and doing some other technique. Stick with that. That's how, like, that's what we like. We like a certain kind of rhythm. So be rhythmic, be sensual, be really fucking present. But yes, those are the couple of techniques that I love: the ice cream technique, the sucking on the clit technique, the definite don't forget to like really massage their vaginal opening. And make out with that pussy like it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen in your fucking life.
I love everything you said just then, especially like going back from to the start, taking a moment to take in the pussy,
right?
To actually appreciate it. I think that is so valuable and something people just skip. They just go straight to, they go, maybe, you know, they'll kiss down your body or whatever and they get around, maybe your thighs, but then it's straight contact. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think back in my experiences. I feel like I haven't had that, like that pause, let alone somebody really like complimenting and like spending that time to compliment before. Like I've had the comments like, you know, you taste so good or this and that, but to like give you that like affirmation before you've even, you know, gone in, I think is beautiful, especially if you're somebody who, you know, maybe you've got shame around oral sex or anything like that. To have somebody do that to begin, I feel like that would just be like, oh, okay, I can relax a bit more. Mm-hmm. So I love that. Also loved all the techniques, everything that you said there. And, you know, I know for me, like that, just that build up, light touch. I'm like, that is my thing. I'm a slut for light touch. The lighter, almost like, yes, a tickle. That for me is like done. As soon as there's any firmness in my ear, it's just a go. So like I need like the lightest touch, mm-hmm, which took me forever to work out. But yeah. I think that's like another thing, like doing all these techniques, applying it with different pressure, seeing how they're responding, like,
And you can read from somebody's body or what they're telling you or how their, you know, their legs tightening, you know, all these different things that you can pick up on, which takes time, I guess, to learn too, when every person's going to be different. But yeah, I think they're really great tips to start with, because for a lot of people, they just think, yeah, the alphabet, that's what we've seen in the movies.
Totally. Yeah, the alphabet thing, it's actually so crazy. But I think for me, really, like, I guess, like, curating this pussy worship, like, what I kind of described was definitely a pussy worship thing. It really comes down to, like, you understanding what you want, because then you're going to have the language to actually ask this other person, what do you like? I know, and this definitely comes with like time and confidence for sure, but one thing that I love to do when I'm first sexual with somebody new is I really like to lie there and just be like, this is my body, this is my vulva, and I'd love to show you how I like to be pleasured. And this is something that I always ask people as well. Like, is there a certain way that you really love to be touched? Yeah, can you show me like how you love your vulva to be worshipped right now? And just be really fucking curious. This will literally blow the mind of anyone that you do it to, because like you said, we're not like, normally we're not even giving this moment to have a look at a pussy, to gaze at a pussy, to show reverence to a pussy. And if anybody's holding any kind of shame or any kind of like, what's that word? Hesitance to you going down on them, this is really going to ease that. By just taking your time, asking them what they like, having these like beautiful conversations, and I guess just giving a fucking shit for a moment about their body, their pleasure, their pussy, and what feels good for them.
That was going to be one of my questions. Like, what to do if you can tell they're somebody, or if they express shame around, you know, oral sex and receiving pleasure even. So I think that's a great tip of doing that connection even beforehand, showing them yourself, this is how I like to be pleasured, and opening up that dialogue to begin with. And because having that conversation beforehand just sets you up for so much better sex instead of just making assumptions. Because like when you're going in, just making assumptions, you know, even like with all the tips you just said around like actual techniques, they might not like any of that. So like, going in, having that conversation beforehand, I suppose if they're feeling like, because some people aren't too sure, they get nervous and don't know how to express it, then just going really slow and taking your time, you know, worshipping them and having a conversation later, whether that's after or over a glass of wine another time, and, you know, going on that journey with them too, if they're open to it, of like, all right, if you don't know, let's explore, like, let's take the time and like absolutely like, you know, worship you, be curious, ask questions, do things that, you know, maybe you haven't done before, and really just allow them to get into their body. I think when it comes to pleasure too, even in this conversation, wanting to like, you know, put our best tongue forward, our best oral forward, but it really comes down to like each individual really does have to own their pleasure. I think it's like such a misconception that you need to like go in and, you know, just rock their socks off or whatever, that they need to actually really take ownership of their own pleasure, which can be a confronting thing to do if you haven't done it before, but in a way of then being able to communicate, knowing what you like, expressing that, so that you are getting the most out of that experience, because you aren't going to have the best sex of your life until you can work out what that is and ask for that, and ask for how, you know, ask for these different sexual experiences, techniques, whatever they are, contexts, whatever it is for you. That I think is super important as well.
Yeah, 100%. No one's a mind reader. And as much as we can learn things from books and porn and wherever else we're learning sexual techniques from, everybody is so fucking different, and we aren't actually taught how to really find what we want. It is a lifetime of exploring. And some days you might like something and another day you might not. But I 100% recommend pleasure mapping yourself. So when you're masturbating or when you're self-pleasuring, when you're touching yourself, going outside of this like one way that you're doing to make yourself come, we all have it. We all know how to make ourselves tick. And yeah, really like touching all of the non-sexual erogenous zones, all of the erogenous zones in your body, and really starting to understand like different ways that feel so good for you. Like you said, you love like really soft tickles. I'm the same. Like I just love fucking touch in general, but the lighter it is, for some reason, it like ignites like a lot of different sensations in my body. But I didn't know that for a really long time. And I didn't know, you know, that I had to come, like I like to come a certain way. And also, even when I did start to know, it felt really scary for me to say. So I started to practice saying it when I would touch myself. So I would be like, yeah, that feels really good. I love it when you stroke my clit like this. And it sounds fucking whack. I know how fucking weird that sounds. But I guarantee if you can start to really map out your pleasure, create a devotional relationship with your pussy where you are devoted to understanding what kind of touch and experience she likes, and then really start to talk about it. Start to talk about it with yourself in the mirror. Talk when you're masturbating, because then when you get in front of somebody, because it is more scary when you're in front of someone, you've got their energy with you, maybe you've got a crush vibe, like there's different kinds of things happening. But if you have this language kind of down pat in your vocabulary, then it becomes more like second nature for you to really advocate for what you want and have, like, you have a little bit more pleasure agency then.
Absolutely. I think that's really important. And I feel like pleasure mapping too, like setting the time, even like being really intentional, being like, once a month I'm going to do this, because it will take time. I feel like even just doing it once, you're not going to be able to get it all. So like setting that, you know, for however long you need to do it, once a month, making it a ritual, setting aside however long, whether it's an hour, 2 hours, three, and making it like literally like a full ritual, like have that bath or shower, whatever it is, wash your hair, whatever feels good, and really like getting into your body and doing it. It's something that I need. I know I even, like, as the sexologist, I'm like, I need to do this more because it's so important. And your body changes, like even for me, the past 12 months coming off hormonal contraception, my body's changed so much. Like there's all these things, even just like how my period was 6 months ago to now, and how the hormones, everything, like it just feels different. So doing these check-ins regularly, I think, is so important. And you know, maybe you do once a month at the start, then push out to once every six or whatever happens, but doing this regularly, I think, will just help you stay so much more in tune with your body and what's going on.
Yeah, 100%. You're going to have better sex too, because you're going to be able to be like, actually, you don't have to guess what I want, because I know now. But yeah, you're so right. It does take time. It definitely is a little bit of a commitment. And in this like fast-paced, goal-orientated world, it can feel like, oh, another fucking thing to do, right? But it's definitely worthwhile. 100% worthwhile. You're going to have a deeper connection with your body. And that really is everything, you know. You're going to know what feels good, and you're going to have the language to tell someone that that doesn't feel fucking good instead of just enduring some kind of experience for them. And you know, that's what you want. You want to be able to share this with somebody else, and first you kind of have to figure it out yourself.
Yeah, and I think just to reiterate again, like the taking time, like the amount, nearly every single client that's come to me because they haven't been able to orgasm with a partner or even with themselves, want this quick, easy fix. They think they're going to see me for a session or two and it's going to be done.
Right.
And it's so not the case. It takes so much time and practice, and there's so many other things to work through as well. So I think that's just another thing for anybody listening, just to really reiterate that you need to be patient and take your time and totally. Keep coming back to it. Yeah. Is there anything else when it comes to this topic on like how to eat pussy that you think is important to mention?
I just think, like, you know, like if you are listening to this and you think, fuck, like I'm a little bit broken or like there's something wrong with me, I just want to say, like, there's no shame in however you feel. Context is everything. Like, you know, whatever you're going through in any given moment is going to affect the way that you give and receive pleasure, and life is crazy, so let yourself off the hook. And I guess give yourself the time and space, like Emily said, to really, really do this, because eating pussy like a pro, you know, the number one technique, like the number one technique is having a deeper relationship with your own pussy. That's going to be the thing that definitely helps clear out performance anxiety. You're going to feel less shame around your pussy, which then you're going to feel hardly any shame when you look at somebody else's pussy. And it just creates it allows you to have the language that you need.
Yeah, amazing. Well, where can the listeners find you, your content, and any other important places?
Okay, so just a refresher, my name's Geordie. You can find me on Instagram at The Queer Sex Coach. Sex is just SX. And yeah, if you want to dive into like pleasure mapping and all of that kind of stuff, I get it. Like, I understand like how scary the world of pussy can be, and yeah, the performance anxiety that comes with like looking at a pussy. But you can book in a free session with me and I can give you a pleasure mapping session that will definitely help you map all of the pleasure of your body and create a deeper relationship with your pussy, so that you can have that embodied reverence that is really needed to have incredible queer sex. And if a free session is not for you, just reach out to me on Instagram. I've got a lot of free things that will help you definitely create an incredible relationship with your pussy.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. And I will put all the links in the show notes as well. But yeah, I just want to thank you again for coming on and talking about how to eat pussy.